I've got Chuck Siegman with me. Chuck is sort of the unofficial host. He's the, at least the public relations arm of the World Travelogue series. He's been joining me, I believe, pretty much every one of the travelogues that we've had.
Every single show
since
so far.
Since they began. And the travelogue series used to be, I believe it was a Rotary event, wasn't it?
No, it was Kiwanis.
Oh, no, Kiwanis Club, excuse me.
It was a fundraiser for Kiwanis for 56 years. And really was a major contributor to Kiwanis children's programs. So consequently, but things change over time. And Kiwanis Club came up with some really lucrative, if you want to call it that, fundraisers, the Shamrock Shuffle,
right,
the Pancake Breakfast. And, you know, you only have so many people to accomplish all this work to it needs to be done. So
how did the Harry and Virginia Murray Foundation come about, and how did the Travelogue series come about in the change? Because you've been doing it now for a number of years.
This is the fifth year. I was involved with the Kiwanis Travelogue series, and when it was, you know, the decision came to drop the series as a fundraiser, went for a couple of weeks, and, you know, we get comments on the street. You know, we were really disappointed. We enjoyed the shows. And I came up with the idea. I was well acquainted with Harry and Virginia Murray, and they were travelers beyond travelers. They did one world tour that was 96 days around the world. And I approached the foundation and told them about the Travelogue series, and they were acquainted with Harry and Virginia Murray's travels and love of travel and love of the community. And they said, we want it. So they pick up 100% of the expenses for the Travelogue series. It's a gift to the community from Harry and Virginia Murray.
And you've had it at the Capitol Theater since it began, right?
And that's working wonderful. Kiwanis always did one show a day. We do two shows. The Capitol Theater works perfect. The projection system is stunning. We're not reliant on projection equipment that the travel artists would bring with them. And we're using three live presenters and two Rick Steves series. And I had a question, you know, everyone was accustomed to having the speaker on the podium. But it has worked out well. Rick Steves has certainly a following of his own. The Rickites, and he's the number one authority on European travel for Americans, and really knows every corner of Europe.
Now you were in the in the photography business for how many years, Chuck?
56.
And now you yourself have been to most of the places that are in the travel line.
The program this Thursday is Sicily and the Greek Islands. I've passed alongside of Sicily in that straits between Sicily and the main country of Italy. The Greek islands, I've been there multiple times, and they're just absolutely special.
So if you would have had all of the camera crew and all of the thing along with you that Rick would have, then you could be your own presenter, right?
Well, it would have been fun. I probably don't have the stage, and I don't have the stage presence that these fellows have. You would be great because you're good in, you know, at the mic and on your feet. It would have been fun. And matter of fact, we were in the Greek islands this June. It's a pretty special area.
And there's a lot of when you think of the Greek islands, you think of history, and that's really the fact is, you know, because it goes back, it's the heart of civilization, really.
And, you know, once you dig into it, you know, it was the Greeks first and the Romans second.
Yeah.
So they were going centuries before they got taken over by the Romans in the Roman expansion.
And the Romans basically utilized or stole some of the ideas from the Greeks, didn't they?
Oh, they did. Absolutely, the cultural side. There's no question about it. The unique thing with the Greek islands and these three islands that we'll be visiting, which are Santorini, Mykonos, and Rhodes, Santorini was 3,500 years ago, was a nice little island with a mountain in the middle of it. And what they didn't know was it wasn't just a mountain, it was a volcano. And it blew. It was the last big blow in the world. And it blew and just blew the center out of the place. Consequently, you have these steep cliffs with multicolored, what was ash, pumice coming down and formed a beautiful, beautiful island, but totally different than what it was. And by a number of cultured folks, could have been what Plato referred to as Atlantis.
Okay.
So that has the strongest shot of being Atlantis, because here was this culture that was there, was interacting with the other surrounding Mediterranean countries, and it was gone. It was gone. It blew so big and so hard that it put about a half inch of ash over Egypt. I mean, it was major. I'm sure the world turned dark.
I'm betting it blocked out the sun, yes. I'm guessing
totally, you know, for however long it might have been. So that's Santorini, and Santorini's beautiful, and you see, everyone recognizes the pictures of these white houses stair-stepping down the cliff. And then Mykonos is absolutely stunning. I spent some time there this summer, and it is unique. You have these winding little, not streets, walkways, zigzagging around and all painted up, fantastic. And they say, they were zigzagging but to keep confuse the pirates when the pirates came. So, and you can get lost real quick in Mykonos, but you can get lost in the beauty of the place.
And Rhodes, what about Rhodes?
Rhodes, I would put Rhodes as far as the three, as far as stunning beauty, at the bottom of the list. And I've been to Rhodes multiple times because it's a hopping off spot for a favorite island that I, the island of Simi, which I love. Rhodes, was where the, Crusaders stopped in the 11th century, so you have those buildings. It has some beautiful little towns. Bev and I stayed in the oldest hotel in all of Greece. It was made from a Jewish home from 1280 AD, and converted into a hotel. I've been there a couple times. Rhodes is an interesting spot. The two beauties of the three islands are going to be Mykonos and Santorini.
And you're going to have Rick Steves doing his narration. He will not be there live, but he'll be narrating it.
It's a Rick Steves production, and, that tells us up front, it's absolutely first class.
High quality.
The image quality is over the top.
4K probably, or even
4K,
better.
4K. It's over the top.
All right. So high quality standards of production, highest quality of video. All of that is going to be happening 1:30, 7:30. The two shows, doing the two events, you've had about equal participation.
Yes. There's a lot of folks that prefer not to be out in the evening. They can go to the afternoon show. That has worked out. That decision has totally
And Jerry
worked.
Parks at the piano, too.
Jerry Parks kicks off the program, every program so far. 20 minutes before the show starts, Jerry's on the grand piano, and he has his own following. He does a great job, and he's fun to listen to.
He does indeed. It's Rick Steves and Sicily and the Greek Islands, 1:30, 7:30 this Thursday. It's all free. Capitol Theater. Enjoy Jerry Parks before the show, and we're going to be actually chatting with Marlon Dera the next time. He'll be the November presenter. We are hoping to have him with us during that week, so... Chuck, thanks so much for joining me, and have a great and enjoy wherever. Where are you off to next?
I'm planning a trip around the world next year with a grandson. I mean, we're going to head out to the east and come back from the west. So,
96 days?
Absolutely not.
Okay,
we'll probably consume a month.
Okay,
it should be fun. He graduates and. from college, and we're taking off a couple days after
Sounds like a wonderful adventure. Anyway, Chuck Siegman, and he will be joining me in November as you take a break for the winter season, and then be back in March and April. The Travelogue series continuing at the Capitol this week, Thursday, 1:30, 7:30. Chuck, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much, Steve.